My friends, welcome to this special, I suppose it's a bonus episode, doing something a little bit different because I have a couple of things I want to tell you about and also share with you a couple of challenges I face. But first of all, I'd like to say a very big thank you for all of you out there who support this podcast in any way, either just by listening to it or by sharing it or liking it or, most importantly, subscribing to it. Its popularity around the world never ceases to astonish me. What I'd particularly like to do today is thank some of those people who've come on board and supporting this ministry by partnering with me either through Buzzsprout or through Patreon. People can support this ministry from $3 a month on Buzzsprout, and so far in 2024, I'd like to welcome to the Bible Project Daily Podcast family, Dana, Laura, Matthew, Sharon, Seye, and Veronica. Now, I'm going to just take a minute to walk you through some of the things going on here, and strangely, I'm going to say a big thank you to those particular people who've come in through the Buzzsprout route. And by the way, anybody who supports this ministry, if you want to reach out to me and tell me if you're happy to have your name quoted, I'd like to give a shout out and periodically and thank people for supporting this way. I'm going to share a few screenshots with you as I go along so you can maybe get a handle on what I'm addressing today, and you can see the issues, the good things and the issues and some of the challenges that I face. Currently on Buzzsprout, I have $99 a month of sponsorship coming in. Now, the current costs of the podcast are, as the standard rate, are currently £48 a month. It may go up to £60 if I decide to make the third podcast, the long form one that I do, allow those to be permanently available. But other than that, the costs are set at the moment between $48 and $60 a month, and most months I have to pay a little bit extra on top of that because I go over my time thresholds. I pay an extra $2 a month each hour I go over. Even if I launch a further podcast next year, which in an ideal world I'd like to do, it seems very unlikely to me that I would need to have more than $100 coming in a month to pay my podcast fees. But other costs, that is another matter. So if I'll just say thank you to those people and park the Buzzsprout situation, I'll come back to that in a minute. There are, of course, other costs presenting this podcast, and the other route by which people can support me is through Patreon. Now, people who have come on board in 2024 on that platform to partner with this ministry, I would like to welcome Pat, Amelia, Blessings, Rich, Christina, Sue, and Jasmine. Now, the important thing I would say about Patreon is that you can sign up for free there. You don't have to sign up and make a contribution. You can do that later on, and contributions and support there can be from only $2 a month. Now, Patreon is by far my preferred platform because that's where I put all my bonus episodes and material, and that's the only place that people are able to reach out and contact me. And I'll come back to why I'm needing to close down some of the other ways of contacting me through social media and Facebook. Now, I currently have 38 patrons, supporters, contributing currently $147 a month. As I say, anything from $2 a month. There are a few generous individuals who currently pay significantly more than the $2, but just let you know, I value each and every one of you, whether you're paying something towards this or not. So, I have a bit of an issue with the Buzzsprout subscribers, not you personally, but how that works. As I say, I'm covering my costs there. Buzzsprout only operate a payout facility through PayPal. Now, for various reasons that are too complicated to go into here, I am not able to access my PayPal account. I'm not asking people for any advice on how to deal with it. I've taken lots of advice and I've reached a dead end on this. Of course, I could change my PayPal account to a new one, but the Buzzsprout is linked to my normal email address, which I've used for, well, since the dawn of the internet, basically. And the problem is that when the links to all these directories were set up on which the podcast appears, you can see it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon. All of those are linked to the original email address. So basically, I don't need to trouble you with it too much. If I changed my email address on the host Buzzsprout platform, it's likely that all these links, well, it would get very confusing and the podcast would probably stop appearing. So I'm stuck in a position where I'm grateful. Buzzsprout, who by far are my favorite podcast provider and wouldn't want to change. I love their ethos. I love everything about them. They originally said to me there were probably plans to allow other payments like Direct Bank or Payoneer, but that those weren't in place yet. Well, there's no sign of those other options coming up. So in the meantime, they simply allow me to use the support I received through that medium to be applied to my fees. And we're basically just sitting there with some money building up, kindly donated by other people, which I can't access. Which is why, strange as it may seem, I'm really saying to people, no more financial support through Buzzsprout. In fact, I would be very happy if people wish to stop their Buzzsprout payment and move it across to Patreon. Because there, you not only can contact me, but also I'm able to access that payout, which at the minute, as I said, is around about, what did I say it was? Where are we? $147 a month. Now, the other thing I would say is that this is, for the last 2.5 years, has been my only income. And I've been living on savings, really, since I stepped down from a role in church leadership and decided to concentrate on this. But I've been living out of savings now for a few years. So this is my only income. I am not due to start receiving pensions till I'm 67. I'm 63 at the minute. So this is my only income, along with drawing savings, that I manage on. But obviously it's a challenge, and which is why it's very appreciative to anybody who wants to support this ministry. The reason I use Buzzsprout and maintain Buzzsprout is the fact that they don't monetize the people who are listening to the podcast in any way at all. The only adverts that you will hear if you're listening on the podcast are the very occasional advert that I accept because they share the values of this ministry. So I've accepted a number of short adverts, but only from other Christian organizations, even some quite well-known ones like the Billy Graham Organization. So those occasional, once in a very rare occasion, advert that you hear directly on the podcast themselves are only ever cleared by me. And the people are only choosing me to advertise because they know that the values and the people that they're listening to or likely to be listening to my podcast match the sort of people they want to reach out with their message to, which is a very different thing from tracking the person who's listening and then selling their details as a way of creating income. Now, I'm not saying that that's wrong if you're listening on these other platforms like YouTube, Spotify, all those great places. They're offering you a service. They're offering you these videos for free. They're offering you this music for free. But, of course, they're monetizing you and your browsing history. With Buzzsprout, it's paid for by my fees and also any advertising fees that we as podcasters accept. That's the architecture of it. That's why I love them and I love their values. And in spite of this issue, struggling with the actually getting any money back from it, other than just paying the fees for the podcast, I do intend to stick with them. The other thing about Facebook and YouTube and these other places where you'll see my podcasts clearly appear, at the end of the day, I'm very committed and really enthusiastic about audio content. When you actually drill down into the demographics, if I put a 30-minute podcast video version on Facebook, people actually watch it for round about 2 minutes. A 30-minute podcast video on YouTube, the average watch time is 5:48. Now, that's, of course, because people, I'm sure you'll know if you experience, if you're watching stuff on YouTube, there's constant adverts flashing. And also importantly, significantly, there's also other potential videos playing in the sidebars all the time, trying to basically, keep you stuck on the site, but pull you away and get you to hop from one video to another. So what you find with audio content, the statistics show me that if I post a 30-minute video, 95% of it is listened to. People are listening to an average over 28 minutes of a 30-minute podcast episode. People are much more intimately involved, and they probably do what I do. Once they get to know the intro and the outro music, they probably push forward 15 or 30 seconds through that. So it's a much more engaged relationship with the listener. And at the end of the day, I want people to do an in-depth study with me of the Word of God. And that tells me that that's what is happening. The other side of it is the fact that the numbers are so significantly different. I'm just going to pull up a couple of things to remind me of where I am with things. So on Buzzsprout, I have passed over 600,000 downloads now since published on my podcast. That is going all around the world. Currently, it's 189 countries. Looking at the YouTube version, you can see that United States is by far the most popular. That bubbles between sort of 78 and 80%. United Kingdom is second. Only 5% of my listeners are in the UK. Canada is 3%. Australia, 3%. New Zealand, South Africa, Philippines, Germany, Kenya, Nigeria, all sort of finish off the top 10 countries, all of them just a smidging under 1% of the listeners. So it's listened to all around the world by a great many people. When I look at my views on YouTube this month, I've had 2,255 views in the last 28 days, which is great. I'm more than happy with. Watch time was 186 hours, and I've actually had 35 new subscribers this month. So YouTube is definitely growing since I've done that. But there are some issues about whether I and how I should progress with the YouTube thing. I've recently started my other podcast, The History of the Church, and what I'm finding, friends, is that because that particular podcast is being put specifically on a secular directory, trying to reach a wider audience, so it's going in the history, I'm getting people come on, make comments that are critical of what I'm saying. Now, I don't have a problem with that on one level, but they're raising questions and suggesting things are, well, for example, that the virgin birth isn't a correct translation of that phrase. Now, I don't have time to answer an individual one person who has written a lengthy discourse on why they disagree with what I'm saying. Of course, they're generally not Christian people who are approaching the history of the church from a purely historical point of view. So quite reasonably, you're not going to accept principles from their perspective within the sort of closed logic that they will approach the subject, historically based critical analysis of the books. So you can see there's a totally different approach to history from a secular perspective and from a Christian perspective. And I'm, of course, going over into their territory, if you like, to do that. Now, quite reasonably, people are commenting, saying they don't agree with this. But then those comments, I either have to address them, which will take a great deal of time, or I just leave them standing. Now, based on the fact you can see that my YouTube channel is less than 1% of the people who are accessing my podcast, I've made the decision to stop people commenting there. Because, of course, a great many people who are commenting are just doing what they're doing. They're going around generally being critical of things, making comments. People are much more inspired to make a comment if they disagree with someone. And I don't want that sort of negative stuff, negative trains of thought sitting for other people to read on those listenings because I'm not prepared, frankly, to invest the time to respond to each individual criticism or attack. It doesn't bother me, but it's not helpful, and it would take time away, time that I'm really struggling with to do everything I need to do. Now, the downside of that means is if I close down comments on YouTube and to a degree on social media, that those of you who want to reach out and contact me will not be able to do it anymore. That's a tiny, tiny percentage. In fact, I could count in one hand the number of people who do comment that way. I'm really appreciative of those comments, but as I'm moving into this wider field and my podcast is appearing in more and more secular environments, I feel I need to protect the ministry and protect the word by going down this route. However, of course, if you're supporting me on Patreon, and you don't have to even subscribe initially to support me on Patreon, you can go over there and we can build a community where you can reach out to me and you have full access and contact with me at all and any time. What else was I going to say? Just a little bit more background information might interest you. The top app of which is listened to is Apple Podcasts. Nearly half of you are listening on that. That figure, actually, this month is the lowest I've seen for Apple. It's normally bobbing around over 50%, but you can see next directory would be Spotify, and then there's some others also there. Top device by far is the iPhone. 65% of you are listening to this podcast on your iPhone. So there you go. Okay, yeah, monetization. Probably there's a few of you thinking, oh, this ministry probably makes some money on YouTube. I don't make any money from YouTube as yet, although I'm very happy that things are progressing. You don't even begin to make monetization off YouTube unless you've got 100,000 subscribers or downloads. That's the specific reason why I use Buzzsprout and not Spotify. Lots of reasons. The main one being is if adverts appear on YouTube, that's fine. That's great. You're getting this service for free unless you're subscribing to it. And that's how they're able to provide that. And understand, I don't get a kickback from YouTube and I'm not at the level two. And I'm not really comfortable. I see you as my listeners as almost my family, and I wouldn't be prepared to sell my family's browsing history. So why would I want to use YouTube or Spotify as hosts for my podcast in the knowledge that that's how they would monetize it? Now, that doesn't mean you carry on listening on those places. That's your choice. It's just I'm not using them as my primary host. Now, the other thing you will notice on YouTube, I have, in fact, began to put the podcast there. But as of the 1st of April, I have a facility to do that automatically by just clicking that button on the Buzzsprout setup. Now, that means that I'd no longer be producing videos. Rather, Buzzsprout would automatically be sending the podcast every month to YouTube as an audio file with the image to appear on it, and it would carry on appearing in that way. Now, I understand that may not be as an attractive way to access the podcast from you, or as an interactive way, because you won't actually see me. But at the end of the day, it takes me more time, considerably more time, to create the YouTube version of the audio podcast than it does the audio version. So that may be the way I'm going in the future, but you just have to watch out for that. So for me, the key way forward on the podcast is to ask for your support and your continued support through Patreon. Those of you who want to support this ministry to ensure it reaches out and continues to reach out and the costs are met of reaching out all around the world, for me, would be through Patreon. It is there that I post all my bonus episodes. It is there also the primary place where you can reach out and speak to me. And that, for me, is where I would respectfully request, if you're considering supporting this ministry, strange as it may seem, and asking you not to, for any further contributions through Buzzsprout, just to instead I'd like to direct you to Patreon. And I have no problems at all if people who are supporting me monthly on Buzzsprout, if they want to cancel that and maybe consider moving their contribution over to the Patreon site. I think it'll be a better experience for all of us. I do have plans to carry on and provide more material. There are other things I'd love to do and be doing, but I think the ability to do that may in the long term envisage me not doing video podcasting, allowing Buzzsprout to share each month's audio file to YouTube Audio, the new thing that's going live here in Europe anyway. I think you've had it for a while in the USA, which is going live in Europe. The other thing is I need to draw attention to is the episode notes and the transcripts of everything I say. I currently make those transcripts fully available by literally cutting and pasting the rough text I've used, or certainly the notes I've used to create the podcast, and I put those in as a transcript of everything I do. Now, with artificial intelligence coming into play in a big way, Apple, from the 1st of April, and most of the other podcast hosts are very soon going to be creating auto-generated transcripts for every podcast that they host on their websites. That's going to shake some people up who don't want to share their scripts. For me, it's not an issue. It just means that they won't actually be accepting my completely accurate transcript, ironically, because they're going to use the auto-generated version and they're going to do what's called timestamp it. I'm sure you've noticed that before, where it'll tell you what's said after 3 seconds, 4 seconds, 5 seconds, that sort of thing. So you can go back if you remember, oh, someone said something at 20 minutes, you want to go and find it, you can go and find it. So that's a useful facility. But what it means is I can't even download my transcripts into their system as accurate unless I go through them and timestamp them, which would take hours and hours. So it seems that we're going to just rely on these auto-generated transcripts for you to in the future. Everything I create in terms of my transcripts and my episodes page, I put in the public domain anyway. That's what you people are allowing me to do, who are supporting me financially, make the study of the Word of God, make it freely available to as many people as possible all over the world on all these various platforms. What I might be inclined to do as part of making that Patreon place to be more of a community is perhaps to share my accurate transcripts over there in a format where you can literally just download them or cut and paste them if you have find there's any value in that or any use of that. So that's it. A lot of information, probably talk too much about money, but at the end of the day, I couldn't be doing this and I couldn't keep doing it without the financial support of some people. And I do need, over the next 3 or 4 years, I would encourage that I need, it would be helpful to have a bit more so I'm not going so dramatically into my savings every month to meet my everyday requirements. Please continue to support this ministry. Please continue to pray for me. I have significant caring responsibilities in my family, and I also have a situation which I'll share on the Patreon part of this only, but your prayers and support is really appreciated. So friends, I'll just leave it there today. Thank you for joining me. I do hope I'll see you back here again on another day, and tomorrow it'll be a standard episode as we work through the Gospel of Luke. But I'm really grateful, I'm really thankful for each and every one of you, and I've let you have a little peek behind the curtain today of what's going on and some of the real challenges I face, and I hope that you will pray about that and continue to support this ministry going forward together. Thanks for being with me. It's bye for now from the Bible Project Daily Podcast. Bye-bye now.